we have where I'm from.
Well, now, a webworm will put that up on the, where the leaves and all are. Yeah. Now, these things will have a web that will just be tied into the tree from the trunk up to where he's eating and on a certain place up in the tree.
That big?
And he may go 30 foot up there to where he's eating. But he'll come back down here and pile up on the side of that tree. Maybe a lot of them as big as you, oh, your two double hands. Maybe 6 inches across and an inch or better deep.
Sure.
Just pile up on top of one another. And I tell you, they can eat all the leaves off a tree. And if that tree don't hold its leaves till pretty late, yeah, you don't get no pecans the next year. But I haven't saw the first one this year. I've been watching. I bought me a cutter on a aluminum pole out there with an extension on it. And bright and early when we had something that had a little web like they do, I went around and cut every web I could find and went and burned them, trying to help out.
Did you have a kind of a small insect that, you know, might get in your clothes, or if you walk around the woods without boots on, they'd raise little welts on your skin?
We had the red bug. Some people called him a chigger.
Yes.
And, he'd get on you. And he's still here, too. And then we got the ticks, various kinds of them.
Yeah.
And there's one thing, I don't know whether we got two kind of red bugs or not, but in the summer you get one, and he just makes a itchy whelp. And of course, when he gets a little blood in there, you can see him, he's red. You can scratch him off. And in the winter, you can get another red bug, and when you scratch it and your fingernail touches that air, it's just like a little electric shock. Boy, it's just like fire. You touch yourself with fire there. And you can see him, he gets red when he gets a little blood in there. But that winter one now, it takes over a week for that stuff to get out of that bump after you get him off, and even if you dope it with pine oil or Camp Fulconique or anything like that. It'll take a week before you get that little electric shock or fire off of that.
Now, did you have a kind of an insect that popped through the grass? Some were green, some were brown. Eat your flowers and plants like that?
Oh, yeah. If it's a bug, we got it.
Hopper, grasshopper?
Yeah, we got the grasshopper, and then you got little old smaller thing. You got a cricket, and you got a what they call a kittybid, and all that. And then little old smaller outfits, too, that would just be a bug.
Okay. Folks never call them hopper grasses or anything like that?
No, just they he's strictly grasshopper.
Okay. Now, the thing in the marsh,
Well, they're here too, bullfrogs.
Yeah.
We got a spring frog, but he's not as deep bass and as loud as that.
Yeah.
He's more of a tenor voice, but you can hear him a good long ways.
We used to take a get near a toad at night, toad frog at night,
yeah,
and roll a piece of shot by him.
Yeah,
you
just swallow him till he dies.
Swallow until he can't jump.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you can take a broom handle or something and come up behind him here on the ground, and he'll just, boy, I tell you now, he'll get in a hurry. He thinks that's a snake after.
Really?
Yeah.
That'll take him off right, won't it?
Yeah.
Now, then you had that hard shell type animal.